This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Take a wild guess. Who takes COVID more seriously? If you said men, you're wrong. A new international study out of Harvard tracked behavior and attitudes toward the virus, found women were way more likely to take it seriously and follow health recommendations better than guys. It might also explain why way more men than women get it and die from it. No doubt the holidays will look a little different because of the pandemic. Recent surveys said a third of people who normally travel for the holidays won't. Almost 40% say they'll go to fewer gatherings. Almost a quarter say they'll buy fewer gifts because money's tight. And just about 10% aren't even planning to put up decorations. Sad. Now, we all know there have been some good things come out of the pandemic. Sun survey found the top good habits we've gained during the pandemic include drinking more water, staying in contact with friends and family, regular exercise, cooking from scratch, going on walks, spending more time in nature, and listening to more music. Just a couple of weeks till Election Day, and Google wants to help you find a place to vote. Google Maps will now list the nearest voting locations, even mail-in ballot drop-off sites. There's been confusion in some states about where to drop those off. You can also ask Siri to help you find the nearest polling place. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz. They've figured out a way to prevent another dumpster fire of a presidential debate this Thursday. If a candidate gets out of hand, they'll mute their microphone. Good luck. The Commission on Presidential Debates added the rule after the disaster of a debate a few weeks ago. Each candidate will get 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted. After that, they can talk over each other as much as they want. How about a few random facts? Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup, but so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all their marketing shifted to that by 1930. Did you know or do you care you can send a coconut, potato, sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box? You just have to put enough postage on it and an address label. And the African country Swaziland has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air. More useless facts to amaze and amuse your friends. If you've ever been stuck behind a group of slow walkers, science now confirms they are really not as smart as you. A new study tracked a group of people for 5 decades and found those who walk faster tend to have higher IQs than folks who just stroll. Researchers at Duke also found slower walkers looked older by the time they hit their 40s. So pick it up, will you? Ooh, there's a cookie company in Scotland hiring a full-time taste tester. Job pays over $50,000 a year. Border Biscuits says it's looking to jazz up its cookie tin. The job of master biscuitier involves some technical baking knowledge. The right candidate will lead the team to create new flavors of cookies. Sounds like a job for stretchy waistpants. The average parents who are working from home say their kids interrupt them up to 5 times a day since the new school year started. But they appreciate the situation anyway. 91% say they hope all this extra family time continues even once this era is over. 58% of parents whose kids have gone back to school in person say they miss having them around. Knucklehead news out of Georgia, where a sheriff's deputy has a whole new definition of got your goat. After she was forced to confront a goat she found eating important police documents in her patrol car. The cop, whose name was not released, walked away from her cruiser to serve civil papers at a home. Returned to her vehicle to find a goat gnawing away at a stack of paperwork stored on the front seat. A dash cam shows the agitated officer circling the car, shouting at the animal to get out, get out. But the critter continued to enjoy its meal. The goat eventually head-butted the cop and ran off, leaving some half-eaten papers behind. There's no warrant out for its arrest. Some bad news for the deputy, though. That's your Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. If you find something buzzable, get it to me. Copy and paste a link on our social media. Or you can snail mail 11637 M140 in South Haven. Thanks for whatever you share. Find a podcast of this broadcast at WCSY.com and all the great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.